Good morning, Auroville.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour hello,
bonjour.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Bonjour, nous avons...
Today is Friday, the
9th
of January 2015. And we are here with Claude, a guest that has been invited by us, me, Andrea, Renu,
and Wazo. And he's joining us today for our off-the-cuff, as usual, we don't know what we're going to talk about session, but we're all sitting here in the town hall.
I have some topic. I know very well what I want to speak about.
Okay, well, we all have some topics. But let's listen to our guest first, who has an announcement for us.
Claude, I know that, just to present you, you are an Auroviliain, you are working essentially on the French pavilion, if I understood well, correct?
Yes.
Since so many years you try to make cultural events, and you work also for the concretizations of the French pavilion. And today, after what's happened in Paris about the events with the Charlie Hebdo, the magazine, more and more people react in the world, and you would like to say something.
Yes. Alors moi, je vais parler en français.
Ok. Renaud will translate.
Maybe Renaud, tu peux traduire. Alors je précise, c'est Claude Jouan du pavillon de France. C'est Claude Harpy aussi qui travaille avec moi, mais qui n'est pas là aujourd'hui. Il est parti à Delhi. Hein.
Et puis d'ailleurs, il est avec le pavillon tibétain.
Il est avec aussi le pavillon tibétain.
Voilà. This is Claude Jouan, and he's working, and he precises that he works with the pavilion in France, and not to confuse him with Claude Harpy, who also works with the French pavilion as well as the Tibetan pavilion, but is not here today.
Alors, je veux dire que j'ai écrit cet article suite aux événements en France qui m'ont beaucoup touché.
I've written this article after the events that happened in France that really deeply touched me.
Yeah. Et j'ai écrit cet article en mon nom.
And I write this article in my own name.
Et voilà, si vous voulez, je vais vous le lire.
And here it is.
Le monde entier commémore ce grave événement survenu au journal de Charlie Hebdo qui touche l'âme de la France, son esprit de liberté et de parole.
The whole world is commemorating this regrettable or grave event that happened on the magazine Charlie Hebdo, and it really touches the soul of France, its spirit and freedom of speech.
Nous savons qu'en Auroville, nous ne parlons pas de politique, mais cet acte est bien au-dessus de la politique, selon moi, et peut un jour ou l'autre se produire dans n'importe quel pays.
We know that in Auroville, we don't like to speak about politics, but this is an act that is above and beyond politics, and could one day happen in any country.
Nous ne pouvons pas, ici à Auroville, rester dans notre bulle et rester insensible à ce qui se passe à l'extérieur.
We can't in Auroville just remain in a bubble and be insensitive to what happens outside.
Demain soir, au Visitor Center, et à sa façon, Wazo évoquera cet événement. Et si vous le souhaitez, en solidarité, vous pourrez participer en apportant soit une bougie, une fleur, ou dire quelques mots simplement.
Voilà. Tomorrow evening at the Visitor Center, in its own way, Wazo will bring up this event. And if you would like, in solidarity, you can participate by either bringing a candle, a flower, or having some words, or even an act.
Donc je vais mettre cet article là dans toutes les adresses que j'ai du pavillon de France.
He's going to share this with all the members of the French pavilion in his email IDs, yeah.
Et également, je voudrais signaler qu'hier, j'étais à Pondichéry, tout à fait par hasard, et il y avait un événement, une commémoration au monument aux morts. Et le consul et, je sais pas, 200, 300 personnes étaient là pour commémorer cet événement.
He reminds us that yesterday he happened to go by Pondicherry and in front of the monument of those that died, there's a statue, about 200, 300 people were there along with the French consulate. Gathering in this event. And I see that also something is happening avec
à la Maison Rose, qui se passe aujourd'hui à 17h, je crois, juste un thé qui est offert, et pour rencontrer, que les gens se rencontrent et discutent entre eux.
Voilà. Donc c'est bien. And today also at 5 o'clock at the Maison de Rose in Pondicherry, people are coming together, and the Maison de Rose is offering a tea to anyone who would like to come and talk and share about the event. Merci Claude.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci
Claude. Ça s'est bien passé, ça va?
Ah oui,
toujours bien.
Bon, t'es d'accord pour
bien
pour
sûr,
ça?
Bien sûr.
Ok.
Voilà, on a tout enregistré, c'est pas en direct.
Ah bon, en direct.
En direct, postponé.
Merci Claude.
Thank you Paul. Paul, Claude.
Non, mon portable.
So, if I understood well, now is good news because we have the French pavilion that want to say something. So I'm very touched by that. Suddenly, it's not only the artist or some people that they are involved, the community of all the people, the French, that they are in touch with the French culture are touched by these events in Pondicherry, of course. And I'm so happy that suddenly so many people are in the world touched by... somebody told me, maybe you have some news about that earlier. How many, you know, how many Twitter, you know the tag, I am Charlie, how many thousand...
For sure, it's one of the trending...
Tweets
that is happening in the world, because for it's a big issue what happened. And just to clarify a little bit, in Auroville, for sure, we are a multinational, multicultural society, and we have a large part of the population that are from French origin. So I think after the Indian, we do have the French as a major
community.
Population. Mm. Yeah, so it's the biggest one. But that it doesn't mean the Italian or the French, or the German or whoever are not involved in this kind kind of event. We are touched by this event. And again, we don't take this as an apolitical step. It's just to manifest our, our sadness for this event. And we are plenty of sad events, like what happened in Pakistan recently and whatever. And so this is for manifest our love, to find a way to sort it out. This problem in the world, and we are sort of homeopathy body. Auroville is a very little cell of the world, but we are representing the humanity at all, and something is happening outside, we are affecting also our internal life.
Yeah, correct, because this morning I got a friend, Tamil Auroville, he said to me, "Wazo, I am Charlie." So he spray everywhere. Renu.
Yes.
About this event, something?
Concerning
the Auroville Radio, freedom of speech.
Well, of course, there's the whole thing about freedom of speech, but I think what it is really is artists, you know. I'm always bothered when expression and artistry is being muzzled and held down. And I think, obviously, one has to go with the laws of the land and the country, and one has to respect them. And that's precisely, I think, what was disturbing about this, because France has, over years since Voltaire's time, made a big pitch about having the freedom to express whatever it is one wants to express. However insulting that might seem to the other person, one has the right to express it. And you can see the slippery slope of beginning to contain that right. In the old days, I mean, even in France, I know one cartoonist made Louis XV, I think, look like a shoe, like a cabbage, and he was jailed, and I think finally he was executed. So,
la guillotine.
So it's important for us, I think, as we change, and you know, when we talk also about Auroville, I think the big an important thing is tolerance. It's a live and let live. You don't have to love your neighbor, but he has the right to exist. And it's also, you know, if I bring it back to Auroville, and I know there was a discussion also about feedback right now, you know, people give feedback, and that's, again, a way of censoring or, you know, for a small community, we would give feedback is it a valid form of governance? You know,
never.
So this is a thing that one should discuss, because...
We just a bit about the Paris. Just this morning, I got some friend told me that she got kind of what is the feeling of the Parisians, no? And why suddenly this event touch us? Because it's a mystery. There is 1,000 events, No, a Sudanese is one. And one of the feedback we got is that because it touch, there is a lot of people from 50, 60 years old, and it touch all the teenager time of the
exactly.
people. So it's like our youth, our exactly. dream, our all, our feeling, our rebellions have been killed, who touch, who provoke. And suddenly, it's incredible because it's universal, no? The what's happened after 68, because Charlie Hebdo came, of course, before 68, but suddenly got an experience. Mm. For me, I read Charlie Hebdo only from between 17 and 20 maximum after I stopped. Mm. But it was the new, that's why, maybe for Orovi Radio is an example, it was the magazine that suddenly a kind of French tradition, spirit traditions of humor, of satire, of, sometimes it's very loud, they go vraiment papa, caca pipi, stuff like that, no? So, you go like that, of course some people say, blah, 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 but, on
you
the
don't
back,
have to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, but on the back, you have to see who was this guy. What was yeah. all the hope, the dream of the youth? That's why all, everybody react because everybody, yeah. you know, the feeling of this this time.
Yeah, I think also as was pointed out by Reno, the real people, the people that make real the change, are always the comedian. I mean, the one that they make the
fun.
Jokes,
yeah.
the one they say the thing in a way that is more or less acceptable, but usually the vision of the future comes for the art, from the artist's side. Also, if you look back to our history as a human being, you see in the caves has been the first statement of existence of the man was painting a wall, taking a piece of whatever and make a bison and try to catch this animal. So the heart has embedded the ability to of evolving and to manifest the evolution. Yeah. So in this case, you see the art of creating content somehow with a piece of carbon that is in a pencil. It's the same kind of carbon that has been used probably 40 years ago to
on the walls and
on the walls, and now it's making shaking our base in our the base of our civilization. So again, it's always the heart, the art at the end of the day that make the big changes. It's always the art that you keep in mind when you visit a city that is 2,000 years old. It's always the art that make you think about the future. It can be the music, it can be the poetry, it can be the painting. So the art is the manifestation of our civilization, and sometimes it makes shaking the stability of our civilization, and that's the result of.
And I think it's exactly, I'm so happy you said that, because it's exactly like what Wazo said. We all grew up with these, I mean, personally, even if I speak French, it's because of comic strips. And so I know these artists. Because I would read in French. I mean,
where it started
in India, in Orville, you know, it started with Asterix or Obelix, and then later on, as I grew up, it became Fluid Glacial and more. And it's true, it became more, but it was always this kind of irreverence, this rebellion, this and also incredible stories. There was incredible Philemon, and I mean, there's incredible imagination and all of those things. And I have to tell you, in the very early days, Dominique from the beach, he came with a car and he brought thousands of comics in a whole library of comics that he drove across and brought here. And the school had collapsed, so we didn't have much to do. And it was in Revelation he was living, and we would just spend hours reading these comics. And some of them were a little bit, you know, X-rated, you might say. And I remember being a little bit shocked because I grew up a bit in a bubble. So some of those I would have to close and say, that's a little bit too much for me. Mm. But I appreciated that they existed, and I appreciated being exposed to the thought, the art. And, you know, the thing with comics is a lot is said in very little.
Yeah. And it's a very art.
And that's very hard to do. And so what is also painful in this whole event is that these were artists.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, these were not politicians. These were artists.
Yeah.
So,
but
that's
manifesting for me the fact that the world at all is shifting together.
Exactly. And so that's what I just would like to say, is that we are no longer in a safe ground. The world is changing. We know we're in a shape of transition. And these kind of events that are happening are actually, for me, more like a view, a people who are clinging on out of desperation to anything they can from the past, because this transition is painful. It's shaking everything. Yeah. We have to let go of everything. And we see it even here.
Yeah. Also, I'm just sending another strange message from my side. Also, we do have also a lot of thought about the privacy. The privacy should be kept, the privacy this, the privacy that. That's, we are doing 50 minutes, but we take 1 minute more. So the privacy issue for me, it's something that we have to think about it. So in a way that, okay, we need some sort of privacy, but also the privacy, yes, the bad side of doing something and saying something else. So be exposed under the light of the sun. You should be yourself, whatever you are. So maybe the next issue of off the cuff, we can discuss this a bit more in details. What does it mean, the privacy in the third millennium?
Also another one that we did not have time from the point of view, what is humor? Okay, if we can love with everybody. Particularly now for Saturday, all my meditation now is a personal work, no? Is to find how we go from a tragedy, because Charlie Hebdo was a specialist to make humor on tragedy. When General de Gaulle died, they make humor. So, it was a all times this French, like Renaud said, spirit that when there is a tragedy, what kind of humor you will do? And this will be the challenge of Saturday.
So, we invite everybody to come and participate. Tomorrow we will have a meeting at 7 p.m. Today, sorry, it's Friday, yes.
And do we have any few small short announcements?
Yes, it will be you.
For example, I just saw that the entry from Oroville, that the entry group is closing down because they have a lack of people joining in to the group as it is. They've made numerous requests for recruitment and nobody has joined in, and they're waiting for a new team either to be formed or that hasn't formed.
Hey, about Varuna, I just have to say there was a meeting. I don't know, no report is all. I don't know what's happened. We sent some mail, so let's go to see. We will see someday what is the outcome of all these actions.
And from the forest, all the trees are happy and they got the rain. There is humidity. Everything is fine.
So today we can say we know many things.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.